Welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Every week here on Heartline, your host is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
It is always exciting to push the button and say, we're recording now. Here comes Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry Brenneman, we're in your office and we have a repeat offender with us. Brandy is back. And Brandy, I think you were with us during Amazing Race or about that time last time when we talked before, as I recall. Well, we're going to get to you in a minute. But Jerry, let's just do a, this is, it's a week ago today that we had the banquet at Radisson. And a little retrospective to reflect. What are your thoughts?
Perfect. That is not a word I ever use for a banquet. But I think in banquet life, that was as close to perfect as we could get. Not because everything ran smoothly, it did. The food was good, evidently. I didn't eat it, my usual. But I think everybody who performed, from you, Jim, from the opening word, to Edward and the women in the closing song, and Carol and her pottery and our testimonies, everybody, I believe, spoke into the hearts of the audience more than any group I've ever seen. I think, and I remember praying and thinking, well, the economy is bad, numbers are down, all that, and I don't care, God, if anybody comes. I want them to come, right. But I don't care if we get money. I really didn't care if we got any money that night, because I felt that was a night where the people there needed to be filled. And I didn't realize that Carol, the pottery lady, could do that so well. But that's how I felt when I left. I thought, you know, there's always something that we could do different. Or I always think, oh, why did I say that? Or why didn't I say that? That's part of a banquet. That's part of life. But that perfection I'm talking about is, I think everybody left with a heart full of God and wondering, okay, what is my new purpose? Or what is my purpose? Or I think they left thinking that more than they ever have any banquet before.
Yeah, my observation was that it was so focused. I mean, it had to be a God thing, that all the messages just seemed to focus.
Yes, yeah.
And the purity of the message of Carol and Gina and Christy and the others who spoke, and I'm going to leave somebody out, and I apologize ahead of time, Sharon, the Volunteer of the Year. By the way, my wife introduced Sharon to her husband many, many years ago, so we go way back.
Wow.
Yeah. But, Brandy, you were there, and you're getting ready to graduate, and we want to review with your. But what were your observations? You were there at the banquet. Reflect.
I really enjoyed being at the banquet. You know, all of us were a little nervous at first, you know, not knowing what to expect. Some people here have never been to such a place like that, you know, or participated in anything like that. We went in with not knowing what to expect, and it ended up being an incredible night. You know, the potter lady with her stories as she was doing the pottery, I think that just kind of like put it all together. You know, her stories from the Bible as she was building her pottery, we all really enjoyed it. She had my full undivided attention along with everybody else, you know, that was at my table. And the like you said, the testimonies of the women, that the success stories that have left here, you know, people that have left here and went back, you know, I believe, you know, once I graduate and move on, I will always be a part of this place. I can't ever imagine not having some kind of connection here once I leave.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you're here. Let's back up a little bit, Brandy, and talk about your story. You're getting ready to graduate, so you've been in the program for 9 months, and you were you in the crisis shelter before that?
Yes, I came in crisis in November.
Okay, what was going on in your world? Why here?
Well, I came straight here from jail. I do have a family, but a family that is always enabled me from being who I feel like I could be, and they always brought me down. So this time I wanted things to be different in my life. You know, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So I had to make some kind of change. I've never been to a program. I've never been to a shelter. I've never been anywhere, and somebody just handed me the number and said, call this place here.
Wow.
And it had this number on one side and another number on the other side, and I chose to call this number, and Joe Janelle, you know, brought me down here. And when I showed up here, I had a bag of mail, blisters on my feet, and nothing else. And she saved my life. I feel like she's my lifesaver. She gave me a bath. She fed me. And I've been here ever since. I feel connected here. I feel like a whole new creation. I never opened a Bible up until I came here.
Wow. So you walked in the front door, looked around, and thought?
Wow, it's so peaceful. They were doing chapel, morning chapel, when I got here. And Lisa, one lady used to work here, was doing chapel. And she has this calmness about her, and she made me feel very welcome. And I was just like, so peaceful. I think I started crying. And the lady that brought me is like, it's going to be okay, you know.
Yeah. I remember that day when whoever brought you were sitting out here at this table for a long time. And it was it was some kind of relative connection somewhere, your brother's wife's mother. I don't know what it was. But that's always a good sign, Jim, when a graduate is this close. And I remember their first time here, because I don't remember everybody's first time in the door. But when I can stand up at graduation and say, hey, I remember your first time here, that's kind of a God thing.
Yeah.
It really is a God thing. Brandon has come an incredible long ways, as, you know, we hope we all do. But I think she had to deal with acceptance. You know, we all have to deal with that too. But then also being extra sensitive, maybe, and thinking that if we didn't like everything she did, we liked nothing. It was sort of a take me 100% or nothing and tell me nothing about anything, because that'll mean you don't love me. You're just like everyone else, and I'm out the door. And she kept staying.
Brandy, is that fair?
That's a fair statement.
Well, let's back up then a little. You were here in this shelter, and you decided to go into Crossroads, or did you go into Garden?
Yes, I went to Crossroads. I got accepted into Crossroads after the holidays. Holidays were amazing. I got accepted. I went next door in January, and I've been there ever since.
They do a lot of classes over there, some training and life skills, everything from finances to barriers to anger management to whatever. What class stands out to you as being most important?
Well, I would have to say something, maybe boundaries. I really enjoy boundaries, because I figured out I didn't really have too many of them, you know, and today I could set them and be okay and not feel guilty for having them, you know. And also there's a Timothy class going that goes on over there, and that teaches us a lot about the Bible. And so I learned a lot in that class. Like mainly I've learned the Bible through that class, you know, on the studies that we do at home.
Interesting.
Hats off to Joy Barsoyan on that class, because she has been so faithful about teaching it as a volunteer for many years. And she just is enthused as when she began. And she requires the women to do homework. Mm-hmm. And then if they don't do it, she calls me.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that program. Christian Businessmen's Committee uses that, or a version thereof. And I've been through it, and it is an exceptional, foundational study program of our faith. What percentage would you say of these ladies? I asked that question to a lot of them at graduation. Boundaries keeps coming up. Mm-hmm. Any guess how many?
I would say at least 90% of the ones that have graduated, the ones that have been through the class, when you ask them, that's always one of them. And Randy's right. They never had boundaries. Many of our women are kind of frozen in 12-year-old time. And when we're 12 years old, we're all nutty. And if we don't have good boundaries then, we're never going to have them. You need boundaries to keep other people out, and you need your own boundaries to know how far you can go. And so to learn that it's okay to say no to those people that are really nearest and dearest to you, and to understand when they're just using you, no matter who they are. And that's probably one of the hugest issues, Brandy, I see with our gals. Most of them have not had good girlfriends. If you ask a lot of our women, do you have a best friend? Yes. Well, how long? Well, I met her 3 weeks ago in the crisis home. That's not unusual, and that's so sad. But part of that is that whole boundary issue, when you mix it with the survivor mentality of our women. They're just trying to get along. You know, they're always at the the checkout counter in life, just grabbing whatever's there to get out and get through the line and come back in. They never make it back to the meat and vegetables and life-giving sustenance kind of thing. They're always right there impulsively doing things. And so boundaries is huge to them because they realize without that, man, their whole life, they're going to be doing nothing but grabbing the candy at the checkout stand, getting a fix on whatever, and going out and coming right back in. Yeah.
Well, Brandy, we're recording on a Tuesday. You're graduating Friday.
Right.
And then what?
I applied for Community Connections, and I got accepted into the Community Connections program. So at that point, I get to work. So I'll be looking for a job.
You're not going to get to. You have to.
Right.
Right. So
what kind of work are you looking for?
At this point, just about anything. I really do a lot of production work and retail and stuff. My grandparents used to own a grocery store, and I used to run it. So I got some kind of grocery retail experience.
Brandy's a hard worker, hardworking woman. And, you know, one of those first things I remember about Brandy, maybe I'll tell her, or maybe I won't at graduation, I'm going to tell it now, is when she was in the kitchen baking. Do you want to tell that story or you want me to tell it? No, she made a peach cobbler, or you made something. And I remember her saying how proud your grandmother would be. You know, kind of look at me, I am baking for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And that was a moment. But Brandy has done a great job in the kitchen. She's reliable. She's good. She's got great skills.
Well, Brandy, it's great to catch up with you. I've enjoyed this last year seeing you around, and we get to chat briefly. And I remember the amazing race and your participation there and all of that. And God's richest blessing on you as you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and become productive in our society.
You said amazing race, and I just think, oh, man, that Brandy's true character shined in Amazing Race because we almost killed her one day. I mean, we had a poor thing stepping off of curbs, and we're going, oops, sorry, Brandy, we didn't see that. She was blindfolded.
Oh.
No, I had, she smashed into a fence. Oops, Brandy, sorry, I forgot to tell you that.
Quickly, a great story. The piano player for the Gaithers is blind from birth, Gordon Moat, and one of the Gaither people tells a story. He was in a restaurant with Gordon and wasn't really paying a lot of attention and ran him into a wall. And Gordon's line was, whoa, I got to get me a new dog. Jerry, you've got 20 seconds. What do we need right now at Evangel Home?
We are in desperate need of paper products and feminine hygiene products.
Okay. My friend, there it is, paper products, feminine hygiene products. And now we're out of time. And turkeys coming right up. Going to need turkeys too. Yep, absolutely. So give us a call, 264-4714. Thanks for listening. Brandy, bless your heart. Jerry, always a treat, sister. And now, Ken, it's your turn to make this a radio program and call it Heartline.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code is 264-4714. Bless you. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.